Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Monday, August 29th. I am by myself today. It's just me in this fucking tiny room sweating my dick off because I have an air conditioner for this place, but this room is like down a little hallway. Like you got to make a turn and then there's another turn and then you got to go down a hallway and that's how you get to this room. So if I have the AC blasting in the living room, it's going to take 8 years before it gets to fucking here. So this room is, forget about it. I got to shut the door also. It's hot as fuck in here, man. I'm sweating already. We're not even 1 minute in. We're 30 seconds in here. I'm sweating my ass off. Well, whatever. We'll see what happens. If I start to stink, I'll pause it, take a shower, come back. Anyway, yesterday was the VMAs, which I didn't catch a second of. I know people, I usually do like VMA reviews on YouTube, but I'm not going to do one this year. I just refused to watch it. I don't know. I actually didn't refuse to watch it. I had some things to do, so I just forgot it was on or whatever. I would have watched it and like tweeted about it and like whatever, because, you know, the kids, they love the Twitter. but yeah, I didn't watch it because, first of all, I was out to dinner. And then second of all, I wouldn't have watched it anyway if I was home, because the night of was on, the season finale, or the finale for the whole fucking show. If you don't watch that show, watch it, okay? It's fucking amazing. And I'm not getting paid to say that. I'm just a big fan of the fucking show. It's about this kid who, like, he's on trial for this murder that he's, like, connected to, but he didn't do, and I don't know what happened. And then it's all this whole fucking thing, and you have anxiety the entire time. The first episode is great. It's enough to get you on. It's not like, you know, some people have shows that they recommend to you, and then like the first episode, you're like, all right, this is fucking, like, it's a bunch of character development or whatever. This is not like that. The first episode, you're like, dude, what the fuck? And then it just gets worse throughout the whole show. It's great. But that show ended, and I'm kind of upset about that, but that was a great fucking show, the night of. It's on HBO if you want to go watch it. Any fucking way. So I wasn't watching the VMAs, but I was watching Twitter at the time that it was happening. And how, I don't know how fucking long it was, but people were tweeting about this shit for like 5 hours. I'm like, how long is this fucking show? It was like 11:30, 12, and people are still tweeting about it. Now that I'm thinking about it, that might have been because they like air it. Don't they air it later in the West Coast or something? I don't fucking know. It's fucking dumb though, man. It's just, yesterday, I don't know, for whatever reason, like, I never get like this. Like, I always hate the people that tweet stuff like, I'm not watching the VMAs because fucking I don't care, okay? Like, they try to act cool, like, okay, we get it, you don't care, you're the man, you don't fucking care, you're the man. But I actually didn't watch, but I don't know why, for whatever reason, I was like getting literally angry watching, like, not fake angry, because you know how like all my videos are like angry, you know what I mean? It's like, for the most part, they're angry. This, I was actually angry, like for real angry, just watching people tweet about celebrities. And I'm just like, this is insanity. Like, why are they putting these people on a pedestal like that? It's insane. Like, I don't get it. Like, I never thought a celebrity was like important. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's the same. We're all just fucking people. I'm a fan of your work. You know what I'm saying? But like, dude, I'm not gonna, I don't, he looked at me. Where did, he stepped in this spot. I stepped in this. I've literally saw people tweeting from the VMAs, like, in there, like, I'm breathing the same air as whatever the fuck, whoever it was, Kim Kardashian or some shit. I'm like, who gives a fucking flying shithole? I don't know what that means. But I don't get the obsession with celebrity. I don't understand. It's like a dumb thing, man. And award shows in general have become this stupid fucking spectacle. First of all, you have like the pre-show where you have like the red carpet, and basically it's a contest between celebrities who can wear the dumbest fucking thing and get away with it. You know what I mean? Who can do that? You know what I mean? Fucking, remember when Lady Gaga used to do that? She used to just come up just dressed in meat, or she's wearing like a crow's nest around her head. It was just like, what the, and now everyone's doing that. Like, people just come out of the woodworks, they show up, they're wearing a dress that's made of like, I don't even, like chicken feathers and diamonds or whatever. And these people are like, who are you wearing? Who gives a shit? I can't go buy this chicken diamond dress anyway. I don't give a fuck. Let's get to the show. Show me some fucking awards. I want to know who's best new fucking dick. I don't know. It's dumb. I don't know. That whole thing is stupid. It's just, I don't know. Oh, God. It drives me insane. It really does. It's just, it's all fake. It's all fake. They're all wearing makeup. Even the guys. They got stylists. The best people in the world. Their hair's good. They're to a fucking T. It's not real. It's all fake. And we're just sitting there just so entertained by these people and their stupid fucking stories. I had these shoes. Okay, it's a funny story. I had these shoes, right? Okay, I'm sorry. Let me catch my breath. I had these shoes and I was walking and the heel came off and then the fucking host, no! Yeah, I swear to God. The heel came off. So then I got different shoes. I had to go to fucking Marc Jacobs or whoever the fuck. I don't know. What's like a big designer? What's that guy's name with the funky ass hair? Oh, God. He makes like those weird shoes. He's always wearing, he's like the gay dude. He always wears like crazy colors. Jeremy Scott or something. Jeremy Scott, I think. Yeah, I had to go to Jeremy Scott. He gave me a new pair, so I'm wearing these. It's like a pair of shoes that it's like rainbow colored. There's fucking wings on them and like a swinging gold medallion. I'm like, what the fuck is this outfit? This is all dumb. And that's just me. I'm stupid. You know what I mean? Nothing I have is expensive. I don't know how to dress. But that's just my opinion. I think it's all fucking stupid. You know, back in the day, people wore suits. Girls wore dresses. Now people are wearing meat. I don't really know where we went wrong. I don't know when we started doing that. People started wearing food and shit. People started wearing, you know, random objects. Fucking Miley Cyrus last year, I remember she was wearing all kinds of shit. She came out on stage dressed like a fucking clown. She literally came out wearing a kite. I remember that specifically. She wore a kite. She came out in a box, this box fucking thing with a face hole, and she had her head through it. It was a kite. You put a string on her and you throw her in the air on a windy day, she's taken off. If she was wearing a fucking kite. Okay? It's insane. It's insanity. And we're all just sitting here like, oh my God, that's so great. I love it. It's crazy. It's all good. Like, it's so fucking stupid, man. Like, when people, like, listen, Beyonce, she's very talented. Amazing. Amazing artist, whatever you want to call her, whatever. Really like her work. But the way people talk about this woman is fucking unhealthy. Yes! All of Twitter last night was just, yes! I'm like, dude, relax. Let her perform. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know, man. I really don't understand it. I'm fucking dumb. I just don't get it. I don't get the whole celebrity appeal. I never thought people were more important than anyone else. Anyway, so I didn't watch the VMAs, but what I did watch. So the other day, I'm on Twitter. I haven't been that active lately because, like I said, I am in a downward spiral at the moment, trying to claw my way out. I am completely out of a rhythm and I need to get it together. I need to start getting healthier. And I think it stems from my injury, really, because I'm kind of just immobile. I'm not immobile, but I can't do the things that I want to do. Like, the gym helps me so much. And if I can't work out in the morning, I'm just completely thrown off. Like, I need to be able to do that. But, like, it's coming along. But, you know, I'll eventually get out of this fucking hole. And then everything will be fine. I hopefully want to start eating healthier and shit, too. But, you know, yeah, that's never going to happen. I just like saying that. But whatever. The fuck was I talking about? Oh, so I was on Twitter the other day. And someone tweeted me. Was like, go check out the trending hashtag McChicken. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I go to the the trending topics on Twitter, and I see McChicken. It's like the first one, which, by the way, McChicken's amazing. Like, I haven't had one in years. Like, I refuse to put McDonald's in my body anymore because I will literally shit in minutes and have a stomach ache for like close to a month. And I'm not kidding. If I ate McChicken, like, I used to go to McDonald's like every so often, like when I first got a car. And, like, I wanted an excuse to leave the house at 11 o'clock at night. I'd be like, oh, fuck it, dude. Let's go to fucking McDonald's and get a McChicken. And I don't know why I did that voice. I don't even sound like that. So I used to go all the time and get McChickens. I would get two McChickens because they're small. It's like, you know, microwavable everything, right? This piece of chicken that's made from like all chicken feet and eyes, and they just blend it up and then make it into this patty thing and they deep fry it. That's the chicken. And then it's this one piece of like old lettuce that they froze, and it's from like 1930 and they just defrosted it. Then some like mayo that I don't even want to know what the fuck that shit's made out of. And then these buns that are probably made from like bits of plastic and recyclable things. And I would throw two of those in my body, right? Then I'd get a shake. And I don't know if you've ever had a McDonald's shake, or if you have self-respect and you haven't had a fucking McDonald's shake. Let me just explain. There's not a big enough size of a McDonald's shake, okay? They're all small. Even like if you put a McDonald's shake in a big gulp from 7-Eleven, I could drink that and be ready for another one. Like, they're so fucking good. So I would get two McChickens, this fucking shake, and then an order of like medium fries, because I thought, I was like, oh, I can't get a large. That's crazy. Meanwhile, I just ate all this bullshit, 10,000 calories or whatever it is. And you know what I would do? I would take the fries and I dip them in the shake and throw them in my stupid fucking face. And that's why I look the way I do. Okay? I wear shirts and videos you guys can't see. There was a time, I would say January, February, I was in great shape. No. I'm sorry. Not January, February. March, April, May, I was in phenomenal shape. Now it's just all out the window. And it's just gone. And it's not because of McDonald's. Like, I'm just saying, like, I just have bad eating habits. Like, I mean, I've said it before. Like, my metabolism, like, thank God I have the genes that I do, because if, like, the way I eat, I should be fucking disgusting. And I know, like, girls say that all the time. Like, I eat like crazy. Like, I'm an animal. Like, you should see me eat. I just don't gain weight. I'm not saying, like, I really do eat bad. Like, I'm not like you sit there and you eat your order of a burger and fries and you're like, oh my God, I ate so much. Like, no, you ordered that and then you ate it. That's what people do with food. I mean, like, I will sit and eat like a whole thing of Oreos. Not a whole thing, but like, you know, when you get the packs and you gotta peel back the thing and then like the whole middle row, whatever. Listen, okay. The Oreos, okay? You know, they have that peel and then you can put it back on, reseal, whatever it is, which is bullshit, by the way. So when you peel back, whatever Oreos you can see with your eyes, which is like 85% of the Oreos, I can eat in one sitting, okay? There's some that are like in the corners that are blocked and you can't see those. Those I don't get to just because I can't reach them easily while I'm fucking drinking some bullshit Tropicana, not healthy thing that has like 80 sugars. It's burning a hole in my stomach, and then I'm shoving fucking Oreos in my mouth. It's gross. Whatever ones I can reach with my hands, I will eat, and I can't stop. Or then I could sit and just eat candy all the time. It's like my mom sometimes will go out and like buy like a big bag of like Tootsie Rolls. Dude, Tootsie Rolls, I don't even like, they're good. They're all right, okay? They're not, like, in my top five or anything, but I could sit there and fucking eat a whole bag of them because I don't even know why. I have a crazy sugar addiction. It's really bad. I think it is. I went paleo for 1 month and, like, no, like, 1.5 months, I went paleo, which means no bread, no dairy, and no, like, I think the term is simple sugars, meaning, like, just candy and all that bullshit. Like, there's sugar and like fruit and stuff, but that's okay. But I did that for like 1.5 months, and I have to tell you, every day I felt like a fucking heroin addict, and I'm like, I just need one fucking Skittle. Please God, just give me a fucking Skittle and that's all. And one day I ate like, I think it was like mini M&Ms. No, you know what I did? I got M&Ms with the peanut M&Ms. I was like, oh, they got peanuts in them. Those are good for you. It's like, it's fucking M&Ms. It's surrounded by chocolate and some sugar shell. And after that, forget about it. It fell off. I was like, fuck paleo. I'm not eating salads and grilled chicken anymore. I just stopped fucking doing that. Anyway, let's get to our sponsor, by the way. We're going to stay on food here. This is such an easy segue into this shit. Carnivore Club. This is an exclusive club for meat lovers. Okay, get a subscription to Carnivore Club. It means getting a brand new selection of cured meats delivered to your door once a month. So basically, I've had it done before. My mom loves it. My mom loves all these sponsors that will send free food to the house because she doesn't have to go food shopping. And she just makes all of it. She's like, oh my God, I love it so much. And she just hoards it all. Our fucking fridge is filled with shit. But anyway, they have fancy stuff like spiced Spanish salamis. I don't know what the fuck that is, but they have that. It's top quality and high-end meats. And they send you this cool box. It's like in this like crate that looks like, you know, when you see those videos on Facebook where they transport chickens, where like you see, you know, those like PETA like videos where like, this is what happens to chickens. And they have those like crates, those wooden crates where these stuff like 10 chickens in. Those are the crates that they send these meats in. And they're really cool. I have one in my room now and I use it to hold some like papers and stuff. But yeah, they send you a box of premium meats up to your doorstep, and you just need to go to carnivoreclub.co and sign up online. Make sure to use the promo code BASEMENT also. That'll nab you another 10%. A box of premium cured meats delivered once a month. Carnivoreclub.co. And again, don't forget the promo code BASEMENT, which will get you 10% off your offer. Okay? Get your fucking box of meat delivered to your door. It's actually really cool, though. I have a couple of services that I pay for that are like that. It's like you, it comes out of your account, but you don't really realize because it's not that much money every month. So it's like when the stuff just shows up to your door. You know what I mean? I have a couple of things. Like, for instance, this Carnivore Club thing, you know, it just shows up. You're like, oh, I have food now. You know what I mean? And then there's other stuff for like clothing. It shows up. It's like, oh, I have an outfit. It's just, you know, it's better than shopping because I can't shop. Like, not that I know how anyway. I don't know how to fucking dress, like I said before. Anyway, by the way, I just want everyone to know I bought Madden recently, right? So it's the football video game, NFL, Madden, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And my fucking, what's the word? I don't know. My fucking heart's going to explode because of this fucking game, right? What is that? I don't even know. Oh my God. My blood pressure. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm retarded. Anyway, fucking when I play this game, even when I'm winning, I'm screaming. Today I'm playing it at my house and my mom is upstairs in the kitchen and I'm just thinking about that she can hear me and I'm screaming at these people like they can hear me. Oh, Gresham! And she's just probably thinking I'm fucking insane. You know what's funny though? I'm not as bad as Keith. Like Keith, dude, when he plays video games, he's literally fucking insane. We used to share a room in the top floor of my house. And my mom's room is right next door to that one. Right? And if my mom sneezes, I can hear it like she's sneezing into my ear canal. The walls are paper thin. So Keith would be up at like 1 a.m. on a school night, like when we were in high school and shit. He would be up at 1 a.m. on a school night playing Halo. And when he would die, he would say the most crazy shit. Like, I remember one time he was just like, oh, what the fuck? Oh, my God. And then my mom would just come out of her room and fucking kick our door down and be like, would you shut the fuck up? Shut the fuck up. All right? Everyone's going to wake up for you. Fucking wake everyone up. We got to wake up. We got to overwork tomorrow. You got to get to bed. Right? So she'd leave. And then literally, one time it happened, literally, as soon as she shut the door, he died and just went, suck a dick. Suck my dick. And then she came in, beat the shit out of this kid. Came in, shut the game off. I'm pretty sure she threw a fucking Brock Lesnar elbow at this guy. His head was open, bleeding everywhere. No, she didn't make him bleed. There was never any blood, but there was a lot of bruising. There was some, I don't know what that's called. Contusions, that's what it was. But she beat the shit out of him. She almost threw our fucking Xbox out the window because of him so many times. But, you know, that's what happens. That is what happens. Anyway, I'm exhausted right now. I don't know if you can tell. That's the reason why I don't have anyone here, because I'm so exhausted, and I feel like if anyone's here, like, I don't really want to interact with anyone now. You know when you just don't want to fucking see anyone, and it doesn't matter who it is? You know, God could come back, and he'd be like, you want to hang out? I'm like, dude, just not right now. Just, like, ask me tomorrow. I'm just in a bad mood. Haven't had a lot of sleep, eating like shit. I've been drinking this entire weekend. Sammy's birthday, and we went to this French place in the city called La Durée. And it's like the most fancy place I've ever been in. Everyone in there, like, probably has tons of money. It's just like, it's a place where you go to, you could, like, walk in and buy macaroons. Those things, what the fuck are those, by the way? I don't know what those are or what everyone's fucking, you know, deal is with those things. And just because they're, like, pastel colored, they put them on Instagram and it's pretty. They taste like cardboard. They taste like shit. I don't know why anyone likes them. Sorry. So anyway, you can walk in and get macaroons and stuff, but then there's like a restaurant in the back, and there's like three different rooms, right? There's the first room that looks like the Titanic. Like, I felt like I was on a boat, because like the floor, like, I don't know how to explain it, but just looked like the Titanic, okay? You remember the scene where the fat lady is telling that joke? It's like, well, you light the fire, and then everyone starts laughing. It looks like that room that they were in the movie. And then the next room is like this nice, white, regular dining room looking place. And then the outside is like this garden area, which is huge. There's a bar and whatever. And it's just really fancy. And it's like, you know, a nice place. And that's why I went. Because I'm like, oh, it's, you know, it's pretty. You can put everything you want on Instagram, whatever. So anyway, the fucking lady, I walk up to this thing. It says, please wait to be seated. First of all, everything's in French in this fucking place. So I didn't know what the hell this sign said. I figured out that it said, please wait to be seated, but I had to figure it out like it was a fucking, you know, jumbo, whatever. Like, all the words were scrambled. And then the lady is sitting there. She's 80 pounds, 6'2", just weird looking woman. And I'm like, hi, I have a reservation. And she goes, what do you want to say? I'm like, what's up? And she goes, no, do you have a reservation? What's up? And I was like, I have a reservation. It's for Joe Santagato. And she goes, okay. She had a French accent, and she was it was a whisper job the whole time. What would you like to say? I'm like, come on, man, fuck. I wanted to, like, put my ear in her mouth. Like, please, just fucking tell me what you're saying. And she's like, just go wait in the back, and then by the bar, and I'll come get you when there's an open seat, even though I had made a reservation. So we go to the back, and we're sitting there. And I ask her, I'm like, yo, you want to get anything to drink or whatever? She's like, I kind of want to order a Jack and Coke, but I feel like that's not the place for this. Like, she was like, should I? Like, I felt the same way, kind of, because, like, I don't want to be like, yeah, let me get a fucking, you got PBRs back here or what? Because it's like a fancy-ass place, and you don't want to sit there, you know. I feel like Jack and Coke's like a redneck drink. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Everyone there's like, drinking sparkling wine, like, oh, my God. This is so fucking, like, fuck you, dude, you piece of shit. yeah, but, so, when we sat down, finally we sat down, the fucking whisperer walks over. She's like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm like, just walk us. I don't know what the fuck you're saying. She sits us at this thing. First of all, we're, like, 3 inches from these other dudes who are sitting next to us, and they're having lunch, and now our knees are touching the whole fucking time. It's like we're sitting in the backseat of a car. It's actually a really nice place. I'm not trying to make it sound bad. If you're like, it's in Soho. If you want to go check it out, go check it out. It's a nice place. It's a nice place to bring somebody, you know? if you like French food. The menu, also in French, that was a toughie. And by the way, the waiter, another whisper job. She walks over and she's closer to Sammy and she says something and I thought she was introducing herself. And I go, hello. And she looks at, for she says something, then looks at me, and I go, hello. And then Sammy goes, yeah, tap water's fine. And I'm like, fuck, did I fuck that up? Like, she asked if we wanted tap water or, like, sparkling water or whatever the fuck rich people drink. I don't know. And she was whispering the entire time, and I was trying to explain to her what I wanted, but I didn't pronounce anything. And, like, whatever it was called, I wasn't pronouncing right. I was just putting it in, like, an American accent. I was like, Clouble de Sawish. And she's like, I don't, dude, what the fuck's that mean? And I was like, please come over here so I could point. And it was just, you know, it was a disaster. But it was nice. There was birds flying around. It was nice. I did sweat my ass off a little bit there. I'm a sweater, by the way. And, like, not like an item of clothing, obviously. I'm a sweater, like, I'll sweat. I could sit down and sweat. Like, it doesn't, like, I'll sweat anywhere. It's crazy. I'll sweat through my shirt. Not a big deal. Like, if I wear gray, big mistake. Like, I just can't. Gray is a color that I need to wear in the winter. I don't know why I continue to wear it during the summer, because my armpits just look like I got shot with a water gun or some shit. But anyway, so later on, we did that, and then later on in the day, I had a surprise party set up for her, because, you know, surprise party. I've never done it before. I've never had one done to me. I've never organized one ever, but we're at my apartment, and I had everyone go to this bar. That's like this fun bar. It's called Break. It's in Astoria. And they have like pool tables and ping pong tables and like Jenga, like human-sized Jenga, human-sized Connect Four, all these fun games, shuffleboard and a bunch of shit. And so I had everyone go there, and they were waiting there. And I told them, I was like, everyone get there at like 6 and I'm going to bring her at 7, right? So I'm at my apartment. And the Giants are playing the Jets that day, and she knows I'm a huge fucking Giants fan. So I tell her, I'm like, yo, our reservation, because I told her that like we had reservations for dinner at some place on Broadway that was like a couple blocks away from this place Break. So I'm like, yeah, our reservations are at 8:30, but why don't we just go early instead of just sitting here for 2 hours or 3 hours, and we'll just park and we'll go to Break and just watch a little bit of the game, maybe have one drink, and then just go to our whatever. And she's like, all right, cool. And I told her, that was my plan, right? I thought this was all going to happen, and then we were going to get there at 7 o'clock, fucking surprise, and that's it. But no, at fucking 6:45, I decide, okay, now's a good time to spring this whole thing on her. And I said, hey, why don't we go to Break and just like hang out, watch the Giants game, and then we'll go to our thing at 8:30. We have like an hour and a half to spare. She was like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. And in my mind, I'm like, perfect. And then she goes, I just need to go back to your house and, you know, redo my makeup and hair and legs and fucking ankles and shit. Whatever they do, women. She's over there blow drying, fucking nails, painting the whole nine, right? She's doing all this shit, brushing her teeth again, chewing gum, spitting it out, put another one in, whatever. She does this whole fucking thing, and now it's like 7:30, and everyone there is texting me, where the fuck are you? And I'm like, I'm sorry, there's this thing, whatever. And then, you know, long story short, we got there, and she was very surprised. There was a lot of people. There was a lot of people there. I didn't expect that many people to go, but a ton of fucking people. The surprise was so loud, it fucking scared me, and I knew it was coming. And we just fucking drank the whole time. And Keith was like, oh my God, I forgot about Keith. Keith, we're at that bar and people are like doing shots and shit. And he's like, yo, I'm not going to drink because my leg hurts. Right? I don't know how that adds up, by the way. But he's like, I'm not going to drink because my leg hurts. I'm like, all right. He was fucking hammered by the end of the night. Drunk off his ass. Okay? I'll get to what happened with him. But anyway, after the bar, we're like, dude, let's go to this place, tavern, and because they have karaoke. And me and my friend Frankie, we're just like, if there's a microphone and if I have a sip of beer and there's a microphone around, I will sing. That's it, right? So we go there, immediately we sign up, we do Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. Fucking light it up. It was amazing. I felt like I was on stage performing to a crowd. It was great. Then we did fucking Hey Jude, which is like the go-to. We always do Hey Jude. That one always happens. Frankie always does Dream On by Aerosmith. We always do Hey Jude by the Beatles. And then if we have time, we do My Boo with Usher and Alicia. We're on a first name basis with these people. Usher Raymond, Alicia Keys. But anyway, Keith is fucking hammered at this point, right? So I come home and I'm in the basement sleeping. And then I just hear like a... I'm like, oh, here we fucking go. Keith comes up to me. And by the way, when Keith gets drunk, he's a close talker, okay? He gets 2 inches from your face. I can smell his fucking everything. I could smell his asshole through his mouth. That's how close he gets. Anyway, so he stumbles down the stairs and he comes to me and he gets fucking inches from my face, right? I think it's a stranger trying to kiss me. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He shines a light in my face. I don't know where he, but he's like, I lost my phone. And I'm like, what? He's like, I lost my phone. I don't know where it is. I called it and his guy called back and he's Spanish. I'm like, what? He's like, someone called back. They're Spanish. And I'm like, what does that even mean? Right? Apparently someone called my house in the middle of the night. And it was like a telemarketer and they were like, I had an accent. And he was like, oh, this is the guy who has my phone. And he thought some Spanish guy took his phone. So he's like, I don't know where it is. So I'm like, okay, I'll find your fucking phone. So I get up and I'm walking up the stairs. And then we get to the top of the stairs and I'm calling his phone. And if sure enough, it's like right there on the floor, just vibrating. I'm like, your phone's right here. Oh my, thank you, Joe. I'm sorry. And then he starts doing the whole I'm sorry thing. If you ever heard me tell a blackout Keith story, this kid, when he gets drunk, just starts apologizing. Right? He's, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I woke you up. Sorry. I'm like, all right, just go to fucking bed. So I put him in his room. He goes to bed. And then apparently in the middle of the night, this kid fucking did a cannonball onto a table in the fucking hallway because my mom tells me that, like, in the middle of the night, she's like, did you hear your brother? I'm like, no, what happened? She's like, he fucking broke the table at the top of the stairs. There's a small little round table at the top of the stairs in the hallway on the second floor. He must have left his room and just walked straight and then jumped in the air and landed on it because this thing, the fucking legs, one was down the stairs, the other one was like down the hallway. This thing fucking exploded. There was shit everywhere. The table was broken. I'm like, what the fuck, Keith? He's fucking passed out. He didn't wake up until like 2 p.m. the next day. And he just, the best part was like, I woke up in the morning, like my mom came down and she was talking about Keith or whatever. And I'm like, is he alive? And she's like, oh yeah, we've been checking on him periodically. And then we were sitting down, we're having breakfast or whatever. And I exaggerated. He didn't come down at 2 p.m., but he did come down. It was literally like 1:30. Like, it was after 1 o'clock. And he comes downstairs in boxers and a long sleeve shirt that he wasn't wearing. It's not like he fell asleep. He, like, put that on purpose in the middle of summer. Comes downstairs in a long sleeve shirt and boxers. As soon as he sees everyone, he just goes, yo. And I was dying. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? You upstairs, like, kicking the fucking table apart. Oh, my God. This kid's a fucking psycho. But that was my weekend. That was it. I've just been drinking for the past 2 days. Last night, I was at dinner. Saw Terry Collins, the manager of the Mets, which was funny because I walked in, and Sammy's brother, Donnie, he texted me. He's like, yo, Terry Collins is here. And I'm like, really? So we get there. He's the manager of the Mets. I don't know if I said that, but whatever. So we get there, and it's Terry Collins. I'm like, oh, shit. I thought he was fucking with me. Like, it was some old guy who looked like Terry Collins. So I'm like, oh, shit, that's dope. And then these girls who were having dinner there knew me, so they came up, and they were like, oh, hey, we're big fans of you, whatever. We took pictures. And then I said to Donnie, I'm like, yo, isn't it funny how, like, people do that to me, and we're over here like, yo, that's fucking Terry Collins. Like, it's, like, it's just funny how it just, you know, there's different levels of fucking things. I don't know the fuck I was going with that, honestly. I don't really know, but it was weird. But he was a nice guy. We were sitting down and we're like, yo, fuck it, let's buy him like a glass of wine. So we tell, like, we didn't want to bother him because he was eating like dinner with his wife, and we told the like owner, we're like, yeah, hey, we want to get Terry like a bottle of wine or something. And he's like, you know what, he's like, he lives down the block, he comes here all the time, we always comp him, so, you know, there's nothing for you to buy for him. But I'll let him know. And he let him know. And then he came over like 10 minutes later. He was introducing himself. We were having a conversation. He was a really nice guy. Terry Collins, great guy. Great shirt, by the way. He had a shirt on. It had fucking cars on the cuffs. I was like, dude, I'll take that shirt off your back. He's like, you like this shirt? I'm going to go home. Throw it out. I was like, all right. anyway, that's pretty much it, man. I got to get out of this rut that I'm in. And hopefully I'll start tomorrow. I keep telling myself that, but it's really hard. Like, you know how it is. Like, when you're stuck in a fucking... You're stuck in a routine, like a bad routine, and you know it's bad for you, and you just keep doing it, and it's, like, tough, and then it gets to, like, 2 o'clock, and you're like, well, it's too late now to start. I'll just start tomorrow, and then you keep doing that. Like, ah, it's too late. So I'm going to try tomorrow and try to get the fuck out of this thing, because all I need is 3 days of a good routine, and then I'm in. You know what I mean? I fall in and out of behavior very easily. Like, I can fall into a good routine and fall right out like at the same rate. Like, I just need to figure it the fuck out. But anyway, that is all for this week's Basement Yard. As always, thank you for listening, you motherfuckers.